USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As with any illness, there are frequent ups and downs over the course, particularly when a patient is being so closely watched 24 hours a day.
Dr. Sean Conley updating President Trump's condition. Conley also believes President Trump will be able to go home Monday if things continue to improve. A top health official from Johns Hopkins University is calling for no more in-person debates between presidential and vice presidential candidates.
The rest of the debates, the vice presidential debate, and if there are presidential debates, should be virtual.
On Fox News Sunday, Dr. Tom Ingleby also suggesting that Vice President Mike Pence should be in quarantine and President Trump should stop with his campaign rallies.
Large gatherings like rallies shouldn't be happening at this point for any purpose during a pandemic, which has, in the last few weeks, actually been getting worse.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The glass fire in Northern California is just over 15% contained. Cal Fire saying it has burned over 62,000 acres and destroyed more than 800 buildings and damaged another 100. A red flag warning has expired, but evacuation orders and warnings are still in effect in Napa County. Lisa Broman Augustine owns a vineyard in Napa Valley, and she says rebuilding will be a challenge.
Property here in the Napa Valley is not inexpensive. In fact, it's extremely expensive. So for someone to have a little slice of the Napa Valley amongst the vines and in the hills usually takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that all Senate floor activity will be rescheduled until after October 19th, but committee work, like the confirmation hearing for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, will continue. Senators will be allowed to join their committees virtually. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris will sit 12 feet apart during their upcoming debate, double the amount recommended by the American public health officials under normal circumstances. When it comes to vice presidential debates and preparing for them, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman tells Newsmax,
"We went off the campaign trail about 4 days before the debate. And it was like training camp. It was like a boxer going to training camp. And in our case, and in a lot of cases, I'm not sure that, I know that President Trump probably doesn't do it. We had somebody actually playing Dick Cheney in the practice debates. But you spend a lot of time going over the issues, trying to figure out what's the moderator likely to ask, what's your opponent likely to say, and what are you going to say? Incidentally, I trained to attack George Bush and Dick Cheney for his votes way back when he was in the House of Representatives. He and I are friends, and I later talked to him. He also did the same to attack me.
A full slate of NFL games this Sunday, although two games did have to be postponed due to positive COVID-19 tests. The Tennessee Titans were supposed to play the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the New England Patriots were supposed to travel to Kansas City to play the world champion Kansas City Chiefs. And NASCAR drivers take the green flag at the Talladega Super Speedway just after 2 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.